Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A few weeks ago, I made sour beef and dumplings for some friends, and it reminded me how comforting dumplings can be. These little balls of cooked dough are simplicity in itself, and their ability to warm the cockles of our hearts is all out of proportion to the work that it takes to make them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, winter is a great time to visit this topic.
Oh, yes. And as you said, this is true comfort food at its best.
It is.
There's no doubt.
Now, dumpling is just about as universal as you can get.
Every culture has a dumpling.
It's sort of like the croquette we talked about the other week.
Yeah, and then the definition is quite loose, too. You know, the dough can be flour-based, potato-based, bread-based. They may be filled. They may not be filled. They could be steamed. They could be baked. They could be fried. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, it's really just a lot of different things. But they all have the same sort of thing that binds them together, is that little package of goodness.
Right. And if you look around the world, it's kind of surprising what can be considered dumplings, but
right.
They are. The British and Irish version uses suet in flour, mm-hmm. and that makes a very light and airy one.
Right.
Italians have dumplings. They're known as?
The ravioli.
That's
of
right.
Of course. I mean, these little packages of dough that can be stuffed with a variety of different things.
In Sweden, it's called the pite palt, and it's made with salted pork, and the dumpling is served with butter and, of course, lingonberry jam.
Oh, that sounds good.
Germany, they have a very eggy batter that is dipped into bubbling broth to make the very famous Spätzle.
Right, which is hard to conceive as a dumpling, but it is.
It really is a mini dumpling, a shredded dumpling.
A shredded dumpling.
Jewish culture, of course, has the kreplach, the matzo ball, and the knish. They're all dumplings.
Right.
Latin America, they use plantains and yucca to make their dough.
Yeah.
And, of course, in China, we have the wonton.
Which is great. And, you know, those wrappers, those wonton wrappers you can buy,
mm-hmm.
you know, which takes a lot of that. That's really, in my mind, the treat of a wonton is a great wrapper.
Yeah.
You can get them. They're really good.
They are. Let's talk about sour beef and dumplings, which
okay.
we know here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And these are basically, they're potato dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people feel that it's important to put a little crouton in the middle of it. And this actually makes sense. It's not just, you know, an old wives' tale.
Uh-huh.
The crouton actually absorbs some of the excess moisture.
Yeah.
And keeps the dumpling dry
uh-huh.
and light.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. The ones that we made, we used some mashed potatoes. We had some salt and pepper, an egg. We mixed that together. And then we gradually started adding flour
mm-hmm.
until it becomes dough-like. And I noticed that none of the recipes specify a particular amount of flour.
Yeah, because, you know, flour is an issue because it absorbs moisture from the air.
Mm-hmm.
So on a dry day in July, your flour has a lot less moisture than on a humid day.
Right.
And so you really need to be careful when you're adding flour because you're not really sure the moisture content.
Yeah, and you keep working until you have something. I guess you want to be able to keep that ball shape.
Sure.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah.
I think anyone who doesn't boil their dumplings in chicken broth is missing. As our friend Morris Marek used to say, water is
the enemy
of
that's
flavor.
Right.
That's
yeah,
right.
The enemy of flavor. So yeah, boiling them or poaching them in broth is the way to go.
And we started with a little croquette in the middle,
uh-huh.
and it worked really well. Of course, there's variations on this basic recipe, and they come fast and furious.
Sure.
Some people like to work with a grated potato that you can squeeze dry.
Right.
Some people actually use 100% breadcrumbs moistened with milk.
I've seen these before. They're very doughy, and they're a little denser than the ones you made, but they're really good.
How about cornmeal? Is that a possibility?
It can be, yeah. It's not sort of a typical ingredient.
Uh-huh. But there are things that you can add to it, maybe some shredded grated onions, a little grated cheese or something.
Of course.
But you get the picture. I think back to wontons. That's one of my favorite ways of going.
Uh-huh.
A lot of little leftovers can get wrapped up in those. And
yeah, those wrappers are great.
You have some real fun. So go out there, make this the year of the dumpling. Why not? I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.